Welcome to our service for Sea Sunday. Our speaker this morning is the Reverend Judith Morton, priest in charge of Holy Trinity Cross Inn. We begin with the hymn, Eternal Father, Strong to Save.
Jesus said, "Why do you call me Lord, Lord, and do not do what I tell you?" Let us confess our sins to Almighty God.
God be gracious to us and bless us, and make your face to shine upon us. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
May your ways be known on the earth, your saving power among the nations. Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy. You, Lord, have made known your salvation and reveal your justice in the sight of the nations. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
May the God of all healing and forgiveness draw us to himself and cleanse us from all our sins, that we may behold the glory of his Son, the Word made flesh, Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Collect for the Fifth Sunday after Trinity. Almighty God, send down upon your church the riches of your Spirit, and kindle in all who minister the gospel your countless gifts of grace. Through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The first Bible reading is from the book of Jonah. Jonah had been sent by the Lord to Nineveh, but trying to avoid the Lord's command, he went down to Tarshish and signed on a ship. But the ship met an enormous storm, and the sailors are trying to find out whose fault it is. We begin at verse 7. The sailors said to one another, "Come, let us cast lots, so we may know on whose account this calamity has come upon us." So they cast lots, and the lot fell on Jonah. Then they said to him, "Tell us why this calamity has come upon us. What is your occupation? Where do you come from? What is your country? What people are you?" "I am a Hebrew," he replied. "I worship the Lord, the God of heaven, who made the sea and the dry land." Then the men were even more afraid and said to him, "What is this that you have done?" For the men knew that he was fleeing from the presence of the Lord, because he had told them so. So they said to him, "What shall we do to you, that the sea may quieten down for us?" The sea was growing more and more tempestuous. He said to them, "Pick me up and throw me into the sea, and then the sea will quieten down for you, for I know it is because of me that this great storm has come upon you." Nevertheless, the men rowed hard to bring the ship back to land, but they could not, for the sea grew more and more stormy against them. Then they cried out to the Lord, "Please, O Lord, we pray, do not let us perish on account of this man's life. Do not make us guilty of innocent blood. For you, O Lord, have done as it pleased you." So they picked Jonah up and threw him into the sea, and the sea ceased from its raging. Then the men feared the Lord even more, and they offered a sacrifice to the Lord and made vows. But the Lord provided a large fish to swallow up Jonah, and Jonah was in the belly of the fish for 3 days and 3 nights. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. This next song is something of a rave from the grave. It reminds me of the very first days when I was a Christian and went to work in Birmingham for a Christian organisation with whom I made many friends, but it was the first time that I had learned any of the new Christian songs. They're often called happy clappy. Most of them actually aren't. Quite a lot of them are quite introspective, but this one really is. It's based on the psalm set for today. This is "The Lord Has Given a Land of Good Things," and Sam and I would ask you to forgive us in advance for the fact that the only way to do it is like a piece of country and western music.
The Lord has given a land of good things. I will press on and make them mine. I'll know his power, I'll know his glory, and in his kingdom I will shine. With the high praises of God in our heart and a two-edged sword in our hand, we'll march right on to the victory side, right into Canaan's land. Get on your armor, ye sons of Zion. Get on your armor, let's go to war. We'll win this battle with great rejoicing, and then we'll praise him more and more.
Dawr ddarlleniad allan o Llyfr Luc, y chweched bennod. Pam yr ydych yn galw arglwydd, arglwydd arnaf, a heb wneud yr hyn yr wyf yn ei ofyn? Pob un sy'n dod ataf ac yn gwrando ar fy ngeiriau ac yn ei gwneud, dangosaf i chwi i bwy y mae'n debyg. Y mae'n debyg i ddyn a adeiladodd di a chloddion dwfn a gosod sylfaen ar y graig. A phan ddaeth llifogydd, ffrwydrodd yr afon yn erbyn y tŷ hwnnw, ond ni allodd ei syflid, gan iddo gael ei adeiladu ein gadarn. Ond yma'r sawl sy'n clywed, ond heb wneud, yn debyg i rywun a adeiladodd di ar bryd, heb silfrain. Ffrwydrodd yr afon yn ei erbyn, a chwalodd y tŷ hwnnw ar unwaith, a dir fawr fu ei gwymp. Dyma air yr arglwydd.
The Church in Wales lectionary designates today as the fifth Sunday after Trinity, and also C Sunday, a day when we particularly remember those who go down to the sea, whether for employment or pleasure, and those who endeavour to ensure their safety. Lifeboat crews, coast guards, lifeguards, harbour masters. We live close to the sea and see its various moods, ranging from a peaceful calm to the angry waves of a storm. At one time, Newquay was a place busy with the sounds of shipbuilding. There was a Pepperpot lighthouse, a nautical school, and a good number of men leaving their homes to sail around the globe working on merchant ships. Visitors seeing the quiet village of today perhaps don't connect this with the noise and bustle of shipbuilding and a busy harbour. Last year, at one of Holy Trinity's family services, with the theme of the sea and lighthouses, two of our young people created a collage showing a lighthouse built on a rock out at sea, the beams of light coming from the lantern, cotton wool clouds, and the caption, "Jesus is our guiding light." Around the same time, I read a book entitled Sea Shaken Houses by Tom Nancolas, telling the history of lighthouses built on rocks around the British Isles. The very first lighthouse is thought to have been in Egypt in the 3rd century BCE. But many, many centuries later, we have to admire those who designed and built these edifices on rocks out at sea, enduring all the hazards of storms during construction. Often the original structures did not survive the battering of stormy seas. But using previous experience, they were reconstructed and are still in use today. Despite the modern navigational aids now available, lighthouses continue to send out their individual light sequence to warn and protect seafarers from the hazards of the sea and coast. The title of the book reminds us that these structures are battered by such severe weather that those inside may feel them sway or hear a cup and saucer rattling on a table. In today's reading from Luke's Gospel, Jesus tells the story of the two house builders. One built a house on rock with secure foundations, and the other built a house on shifting sand, which in a storm would collapse and be destroyed. In our faith in Jesus, we need to have a foundation on firm rock, a foundation that may sway in rough times, but will still remain firm. If our faith is built on shifting sand, we are easily turned away from Jesus when times are difficult and sad. We are in difficult times at present, not only because of a global pandemic, but the ongoing effect of this for members of our churches and friends who have been affected by the time of lockdown, those who have been bereaved and unable to have a customary funeral service to honour the person who has died, nor find comfort in the company of family and friends. Hospital patients not allowed visitors, people unable to have routine hospital clinic appointments, children disturbed by the lack of contact with friends and the routine of school, those concerned about the prospects of future employment. and people missing the everyday events of life. Church services and fellowship with congregation members. Calling on friends for morning coffee. Visiting the hairdresser, the library, social meetings, or retail therapy. In the stormy battering of lives caused by the pandemic, Jesus is still alongside us and offering us the beam of his guiding light to navigate the stormy waters of these sadnesses and difficulties. On this Sea Sunday, we pray for all those who are seafarers, the maintenance engineers of sea-shaken lighthouses, and those who, in the title of the BBC documentary, are saving lives at sea. Maybe you watched the episode that featured the Newquay lifeboat crew. We remember the holidaymakers who will be visiting beaches here following the months of lockdown. As we pray for the well-being and safety of all connected with the sea, let us keep our eyes fixed on Jesus and listen to his teaching to uphold us in the times when storms and calamities batter the foundations of our Christian faith, and then allow him to bring us into calmer waters and the safety of the harbour. We return again to the caption of our lighthouse collage and remember that Jesus is our guiding light. So let us allow him to be our guide through the joys and sorrows of this life, with a faith built on a sure foundation, which, although possibly shaken, cannot be washed away.
Who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen.
Hen tad, hynoed yn y nefoedd, sanctyddiad y enw, deled y dernas, gwneled y wychlis, megis yn y nef, fechlu ar y ddear hefyd. Dyroni heddiw ein bara benyddiol, y maddau i ni ein dyledion, fel y maddewn innau ein dyledwyr. Ac nac arwain ni y brofed i gaeth, eithir gwared ni rhag drwg. Canis eitho ti o'r dirnas, a'r nerth, a'r gogoniant, yn oes oesoedd. Amen. God our Father, on this Sea Sunday, we pray for the sea itself, which sustains all life on this planet. We pray for all those who work for the preservation of the health of the sea, and who work, therefore, for the health of us all. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for the needs of those who depend upon the sea for their livelihood. We pray for the leaders of the maritime industry, that they may work to sustain the welfare of their crews in fair and humane conditions. We pray for seafarers, that they may be sustained in times of loneliness and preserved in times of danger. Deepen the bonds of love that unite them with their families and loved ones ashore. We pray for those who minister to seafarers, the missions to seamen, the fishermen's missions, the apostleship of the sea and others, that they may continue to reveal through their hospitality, care and witness, the love of Christ. We pray for the work of the Royal National Lifeboat Institution, and particularly for the Newquay lifeboat, its crew and shore crew, its support staff and fundraisers. In this time of the COVID-19 pandemic, we pray for seafarers who have been unable to return to shore, locked in their ships for weeks and months at a time. And finally, we remember those seafarers who have lost their lives this year, and pray for the loved ones they leave behind. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. For ourselves, we remember before the Lord those who are on our hearts for prayer, and those for whom our prayers have been requested. We pray especially for those members of our families whom we have not been able to see. We give thanks for the opportunity in recent days to see at least some of our loved ones again. We continue to pray especially for those who feel their isolation keenly, and those for whom lockdown has been made worse by illness, bereavement, or any other trouble. Bless them and keep them, Lord, and assure them of your presence with them. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer.
Grace that taught.
in opening our hearts to your grace, generous Father, may we become your goodness. By faithfully following your way, Jesus, our friend, may we live out your way of goodness. May justice and compassion be real in our lives, Spirit of God, so that our lives may embody goodness. And in the giving and the receiving, may all overflow with your grace. God of love, shine in our lives so that others will see your love. God of peace, strengthen our faith to be bold in the face of adversity. God of joy, bless us as we go out in joy to love and to serve. God of love, joy, peace and hope, may your blessing be upon us always. Amen. I must down to the seas again, to the lonely sea and the sky, and all I ask is a tall ship and a star to steer her by, and the wheels kick and the wind's song and the white sail shaking, and a grey mist on the sea's face and a grey dawn breaking. I must down to the seas again, for the call of the running tide is a wild call and a clear call that may not be denied. And all I ask is a windy day with the white clouds flying, and the flung spray and the blown spume, and the seagulls crying. I must down to the seas again, to the vagrant gypsy life, to the gull's way and the whale's way, where the wind's like a whetted knife. And all I ask is a merry yarn from a laughing fellow rover, and quiet sleep and a sweet dream when the long trick's over.